My name is Brooklyn Knoll, and today I'm here talking with Christian concert and recording artist and worship leader Dan Myers, who has a special heart and ministry to military personnel and their families. Dan has recorded a CD that would be ideal for churches or individuals to include in a Lifebox. Now, Lifebox is a Lifeway ministry in association with churches and Baptist associations that provides magazines and comfort items as spiritual encouragement for men and women who are serving overseas. Dan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't we start by you telling us about your concert ministry to military personnel, how you got involved in that, and what it means to you.
Sure. I graduated from the Citadel Military College in Charleston, South Carolina, pursuing a military career, and really always wanted to have a ministry to the military. I grew up in a family that had a ministry to military overseas with Cadence Ministries International, and we were in Philippines and Guam as a kid, and then in England when I was in high school, and pursuing a military career, God really changed my path during those years to music, and which was a little confusing for me. But when I got on the road, I always had this desire to work with the troops at some point overseas and get involved with the chaplains. And so I did. I had been on the road about 6 years before that started, and that came about in 2002. And I began to dive into that with chaplains and see if it would work. And it worked overwhelmingly well. Chaplains really embraced me, partly because of my history with work in ministry with the military.
So and you understood.
I understood the culture and the language. And and it just seemed to be a fit, not only in one vein with just the troops, but with the families, individually with the men's groups and the women's groups, the spouse groups, the children. And it just went from there. Okay. And that's how it developed. And it's concerts and small concerts and chapel services and things in the field as well.
How does that work with chaplains? How do you, I guess, interface with them? Do you know many of them? Is it word of mouth? How does that happen?
I know many of them now through my work with them. Also, one of the chaplains that I worked with early on down in Kosovo is now at the chaplain school in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
So I go on about a quarterly basis, and I work with the chaplains there, kind of give them a presentation of my ministry. And they're going everywhere from there. They're going downrange also to Asia, Europe. I mainly stick with things in the States, Europe, and any kind of deployment kind of opportunities. I haven't gone to Asia yet for this simply because it's just I've been so busy. But I interface with them through these connections and then being passed on from them to other chaplains.
Well, how many concerts do you give a year and where? You mentioned United States and Europe mainly, but what's your schedule look like, basically?
Number is always hard. I do – I'm on the road about 6 to 8 months a year. I give about – probably 150, probably 200 concerts a year of all sizes. Some are rather small, some are larger, and I give those in the States. It's not just military. I give them in the States and in Europe, places that I've been with the military have been Alaska, and Montana, and, Florida, North Carolina, various places where we have large military installations, and in Europe, pretty much any installation from Iceland, which is no more as far as military presence, our military presence, down to you know, Germany and Italy and England.
The places people think
Places people think of where we have military, as well as Bosnia, Kosovo, and Bahrain and the Persian Gulf.
Wow. So. Okay. Do you have a particular memory that stands out since you've been doing your ministry? What any one concert or any one moment that stands out to you?
Well, there's a lot, but I think one that just does spring to mind was when I was in the Middle East in Bahrain. It was right as the war was starting, and I was with a Marine Division, an expeditionary unit, and there were two guys who had come to another concert that I had actually done in the capital city, and they said, "We would really like you to come to the Marine Barracks," and they were young guys, very young guys, like 18, 19 years old, and they were from very different church backgrounds to one another. Church backgrounds that, you know, might have a little tension sometimes between them, as that can be, unfortunately. And but yet these guys stuck together because they knew Christ. And they had me come into the barracks and with their whole company. And those guys were not Christians. And they stood around. Some of them hung in the doorways. Some of them were a little closer, listening, keeping a reservation as well. And I did a few songs, shared some testimony and some stories, because that seems to really connect with sure. people in life.
Well, just and, the fact that they know you understand, at least on some level.
On some level, mm-hmm. yes. And then when that was over, it kind of opened up to be a real time of sharing where one of the guys played the guitar. And so he sang a song for everybody. And the guys didn't know he was a musician. And so it was really neat. It kind of created this environment that was very atypical for this particular company.
Right.
And I spent a couple hours afterwards with those two guys. We went out in the middle of in the middle of Bahrain. We went to a Binnigan's and had sweet tea and chicken fingers. It's
didn't
crazy.
Know that was there.
No.
Okay.
and we talked about spiritual foundations because I knew that if I could invest just a few hours in these guys, that when they get into the thick of battle and away from other authorities other than just their guys that they're with, when any of these guys had spiritual questions, they were going to go to one of these two men. And I wanted to equip them. And it was just wonderful. To be able to invest that kind of time of spiritual truth and foundation with them. And it's one reason why the MRE is very helpful, because it's a CD that has songs and stories. It's nine songs and seven stories all tied together. And it really provides lessons and basic teachings on foundations of our faith. And really drawing from what I call a Romans 1 approach, which is God's divine nature is displayed through what he has created so that man is without excuse. And I draw from the general revelation of God with the specific revelation through his word and kind of bring those together so that people can walk away looking differently and looking at the world through spiritual lenses.
Well, and obviously you can't get to every base, to every every member of the military.
Right.
So something like this, specifically sent through Lifebox, which, as I mentioned before, is just care packages, more or less, that churches are putting together, sending to military all over the world. This is the second year, I believe, of that program at Lifeway. And to include a CD like this, more than just the encouragement of the materials, they actually get more or less a plan of salvation, it sounds like you're saying, through your project. What brought about this MRE project that you're doing?
I'd been asked for years when I would be on the road, people would say, hey, do you tell your stories on your CDs? And and they're all studio records. And so, no, I don't.
Right. I sing.
I sing. Mm-hmm. And so as I realized that this was more and more what people were expecting, as much songs, people started requesting stories that they had heard before and kind of found that exciting and unique.
Sure.
And so I decided that I would do a live record with just my guitar and telling the story, you know, live audience. And as I was getting ready to produce this, I started thinking about how I can maybe do this for the military as well. And I manufactured two discs. And one is called Acoustic Graffiti, which is obviously not a military theme. And the other one's Acoustic MRE. The only difference is that I added a bonus track to the MRE of a song called A Soldier's Prayer, which is actually on my new record coming out later this year. And it's a live acoustic version. And as I was getting ready to package it, the day that I went in with the designer, we were going to call it Acoustic Victory. And I just had this brainwave of an idea to package it like an MRE. And it's really been successful. The Army loves it. And we've sent some downrange. Different groups have purchased them. Even some military people have purchased them in bulk to send them down to troops that are deployed from their bases.
Okay. Now, how would you use something like this? Or what, I guess, was your vision in wanting to get involved with Lifebox and that sort of thing?
Well, my vision is to really be able to get this to as many soldiers as we can. They don't have it's a small CD. Most of them will probably download this into MP3 players or iPods, which they can have downrange and where they have a lot of music. And this would give them something to really meditate upon, not just music, and not just something that they can draw their own conclusions, but something that really has the foundation of Scripture. And that my vision is to really be a spiritual encouragement to these troops downrange, to really provide them with some substance that they can cling to.
Okay. If churches and individuals want to purchase MRE CDs, where can they go to do that?
We're putting that website up right now, and it will be up as this comes to cast. And it will be danmyers.com. They can actually go to the Lifeway site to the links for the Life boxes.
Okay.
And there they can click on a link probably very close to where this podcast is located.
Okay.
And it will take them to my site.
Okay. How many do you expect for military men and women to get these? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I'd love for all of them to get it. Right. But I know that I just recently had a report. I was in Alaska at a Eielson Air Force Base, and this man came up to me at the concert, and he said, "Hey, I was so glad to see you coming." He said, "I've been downrange and in Iraq, and in our room where we had a break room, there were two of your CDs, and I used to listen to them when I was on break, and it really encouraged me." And that was exciting, because you never know where some of these go. And there have been people who have purchased a few. I've not done it in bulk, and I really hope to get it to more bases and some small installations and people to send them to loved ones they know that are downrange, and and maybe even send some that would be for them, but also others for other people they can even give them to.
Okay. And I guess for concert schedules, where are you going next? Do you have any idea?
Yes.
Off the top of your head?
Right, off the top of my head, I'm going to Pennsylvania next weekend.
Okay. Not Bahrain or
anything
like that. No,
actually, but then I go to the Citadel Military College, and I'm doing a spiritual emphasis week for them down there. Mm-hmm. This fall, I will have another trip to Europe with military, a ministry that actually reaches to the military there. And every fall, I do a hike with them, and I lead worship and morning devotions in the Word, and a lot of discipleship time. My heart is really in discipleship, and want my music and my time with the troops to always lead to that and those ongoing relationships.
Okay. Well, like you said, for more information, danmeyers.com.
Yes, that's DanMeyers.
Okay. And there's also information at lifeway.com/lifebox for churches and individuals that want to begin building these life boxes. The CDs are available there. So, Dan, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing how this project goes. So far, so good.
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.